All right, guys, it is our last break of the day on this Tuesday. It's been a fun day.
Yep.
Yeah, thank you guys for listening. We always appreciate your business, of course. Carla, you had a question for Steve.
I did. All right, Steve. What do you want your life to be about? You're 68. You talk about your age a lot, and you're aging well. You're looking good. What do you want your life to be about?
Well, I think that's a question that everybody should ask themselves, and sooner than later. The saying goes, the two most important days of your life are the day you're born and the day you discover why. What your life should be about, it was kind of like what the subject was we were talking about on stage at InvestFest. Your life should be, first of all, we all have choices. Everybody gets to decide. Matter of fact, we're the only creature that God created that he gave that power of choice to. A bird has no option but to be a bird. A bear has to be a bear. You know, a squirrel has to be a squirrel. And this is what they do. And you have to do the things that they do. We get to pick and choose along the way what we get to be, what we get to do, and who we choose as to who we are. We get to make those choices. Now, I've made my choices. And as I suggested to young people at InvestFest, it's all about how you brand yourself. And branding has a lot to do with who you are. But the branding part has to be tied to a few things. Number one, it has to be tied to your gift and purpose. You need those two things to get cleared up. First things first, a person should understand what their gift is. What are you gifted at? Realizing that God never created a soul without giving them a gift. We all understand that. Well, what is yours? It is the discovery of your gift, the admission of your gift, and the pursuit of your gift that will lead you to your purpose. Once again, the two biggest days in your life are the day you're born and the day you discover why. Why? I was walking through InvestFest and somebody stopped and asked me a question. Why is it important for you, OG, to come through here at InvestFest? I said, because it is imperative that I share as much knowledge as I can while I'm here with those that I know who have a thirst for it. Because like I've said on this show many times, there are many people I know, most people I know want to be happy and successful. I have found measures of both of those. And so I don't mind sharing the principles and concepts that lead to that. But you have to come away with your own brand. And then you have to remember that everything you do is about your brand. When you get on a podcast, you have to stay on brand. When you make a decision as to what you're going to get involved with, it should be on brand. It should fit who you are and what you are here for. Who you are and what you are. That's what your brand should always be about. You can't pick everything. Everything is not for you. Every contract they ask you to sign, you shouldn't sign. Somebody came to me the other day with these show ideas. That's not what I'm looking for. I'm not looking for that anymore. I've had a lot of shows. I can actually say that I've been content with being on TV as long as I have. So I'm looking for other things. But if you keep doing what you've been doing, you're going to keep getting what you've been getting. So I have to make a decision to turn down those things that get presented to me if I want to stay on brand with the new brand that I choose to be, which is more of a business person, more of a businessman. I got to stay on brand. I can't keep picking what I used to pick. I can't keep showing up for appearance fees. Something has to be about ownership. Something has to be about making you money while you sleep instead of while you're making money on your feet. I've done that for years and years and years. So you have to make a decision and you have to discover that about yourself and stay the course. A big part of it is not being afraid to reinvent yourself. You can't get stuck on Chuck. You know how many people I know, man, whose acting career has been over And now they my age and older, and they still out there trying to wait on a role to come up in that they can get picked for. And they it's so few roles the older you get. Older roles are much infrequent, much more infrequent than younger roles. I got to the point where I watch people that I know in their 70s out here reading for parts. Clearly it's a 40-year-old, 30-year-old. And they go out there to try to convince the director that it should be them. It could be time to reinvent yourself. It's nothing wrong with that. It's nothing wrong with that. Somebody asked me recently, they said, Steve, how long you been out of stand-up? And I couldn't remember if it was 2012 or 2015. But I thought about it. I think it's 2012. And my last show was at the MGM Gardens. And I sold out 15,000 seats. And that was my farewell. That was my last time. And somebody even said, asked me, dog, how can you do that? How can you walk away from stand-up? I said, because it's time to turn the page. I got to do something else. I got a TV career that I'm building now. And I think that that stand-up going to interfere with that. Because I'm going to say something on that stage that ain't going to fit the brand of Family Feud and all these other things I got. And then the sponsors is going to pull. And then that's going to be the end of that. Understand who you are, what you are, and why you are, and stay on brand and make that decision and do the best that you can, and God will take care of the rest. Have a great day. Talk to God today, y'all. He would absolutely love to hear from you.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.